Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, the COVID-19 Omicron variant has been detected in Zimbabwe. The newspaper quoted Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, the state-controlled Herald newspaper, the COVID-19 Omicron variant has been detected in Zimbabwe. The newspaper quoted Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, who is also the country's health minister, is saying Zimbabweans should be vigilant and they have to follow regulations prescribed by the World Health Organization.
In its daily report, the Ministry of Health reports that more than 1,000 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and no person succumbed to the disease. Zimbabwe has so far recorded 4,707 COVID-19-related deaths since March last year.
The ministry reports that 3.8 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.9 million their second dose.
The Omicron variant was detected last week by South African health authorities, resulting in many countries suspending flights from Zimbabwe, South Africa, Namibia, Eswatini, Botswana, Lesotho, and others, fearing the spread of the variant. Ebukambe izulwanda balinjani lapha likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Namhlanje ku Live Talk sikhuluma ke ngeCOVID-19. So siyabona ke iHerald newspaper iyabika sibili ukuthi Omicron variant le sathwa ngabantu sibili isikhona kwele Zimbabwe. So ke babika njalo ukuthi umphathintambo obona ngezempila kahle uthi abantu kumele belandele izikondiso zonke ezethulwe iWorld Health Organization ukuze ukuthi bengathaphi igciwane leCOVID-19. Bese kubuya ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle luthi akula muntu obulewe yiCOVID-19 izolo, kodwa abayi 1042 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuthi abayi 45 baphephe kumkhuhlane lo. Singathi ke nxa sikhangela khona manje eZimbabwe sekulabantu 136,379 asebabanjwa umkhuhlane weCOVID-19, kwaphepha abayi 128,829. Asebabulawa umkhuhlane lo kusukisela nyakenye bayi 4,707. Laba sebejovwe ijekiseni yokuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 bayi 3,829,636. Kwezokusithi ke labo asebehlatshwe ijekiseni kwesibili bayi 2,851,625. Siyabona ke ukuthi ele South Africa litezelibone ukuthi kule Omicron lay kwahleke umhlaba wonke jikelele waqalisa ukunyakaza. Siyabona ke amanye amazwe sevimba indizamtshina ezivela kule Zimbabwe, eSouth Africa, eBotswana, eSwatini, Namibia, Lesotho, lamanye amazwe. Besaba ukuthi ke umkhuhlane lo uzamemetheka. Masikhangela ke labo abahlola khonokho ke umkhuhlane onje, bathi umkhuhlane lo ungani ulobuzima ngoba uyamemetheka masinya leZimbabwe khona ngapho kukhanya sibili usumemetheka umangalisayo. Kodwa bakabona ukuthi wenza njani xa ukuthi ungagulisa umuntu. Kodwa ke bathi nxa ungagula abanye bolabo bokukhangele khonokho bathi ugula kancane hatshi kakhulu, ikakhulu xa uhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela COVID-19. Kunjalo ke Jonga.
Wongo waliwa vateereri nevatariri ndizvozvo. Ini ndine Jonga Kandemiri nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk tiri kukurukura tichitarisa denda reCOVID-19 pamwe neutachiwana hutsva hweOmicron. Utachiwana hwakatanga kuonekwa munyika dzakasiyana-siyana asi hwakazoziviswa nenyanzvi dzemuSouth Africa. Tichitarisa kusvika nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita chiuru nemakumi mana nevaviri 1042 vakawanikwa vaine denda reCOVID-19. Huwandu ihwu hwakwira zvakanyanya tichitarisa kuti musvondo rino kubva musi wesvondo vanhu vakanga vawanikwa vaine COVID-19 vaive makumi mana kana kuti 40 asi nezuro 1042. Tichindwa zvakare pamusoro penyaya iyoyo hurumende ichizivisa kuburikidza nemutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vari zvakare gurukota rezveutano vaConstantino Chiwenga kuti Omicron yakuwanikwa muZimbabwe, yave muZimbabwe. Utachiwana hunonzi hunopararira nekukasika kudarika humwe utachiwana hwanga huchimbosanganikwa nawo, kunyange hazvo tisati tanzwa kuti hune uraya zvakadii kana kuti wati hwauraya vanhu here muZimbabwe. Hatisati tazviziva izvozvo kuti nokuchiri kuvhenekwa. Pamusoro pezvo tinoona kuti vanhu vashaya sezvo nezviro kusina munhu akashaya kubva patanga chirwere ichi vasvika pa4707 kana zviuru zvina nemazara manomwe nevanomwe 4707. Vanhu vabayiwa nomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 yekutanga vasvika pamamirioni matatu nezviuru mazana masere kana kuti 3.8 kuchiti vabayiwawo nhomba yekutanga vave kusvikawo ndikati vabayiwa nhomba yepiri vave kusvika pamamirioni maviri nezviuru mazana mapfumbamwe 2.9. Tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kukurudzira kuti vakwegura nevamwe vane urwere vange vachienda kunobayiwa iri kunzi booster dose pamwe chete nevashandi vanonzi mafrontline workers. The government is urging elderly and frontline workers to go and have booster doses. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Yes, let's try to reach some of the doctors that promised to join the show. And the first one is Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya. He actually asked us to call him. So let me try to call him and find out if ever he can join the show right now. So he's one of the doctors who has been following this very closely in terms of what is happening. And he is employed by Mpilo Hospital as the acting chief executive at Mpilo Hospital. So hopefully is going to respond to our call, and then we can talk to him about what all this Omicron is all about and what is going to happen to many Zimbabweans. So we know that this disease has caused a lot of havoc, you know, among Zimbabweans, and it seems as if, you know, Chonga, things are really getting tight. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the situation where people can be blocked from visiting other countries, that becomes a little bit complicated. Yeah. And so now we had even the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, complaining bitterly about what is happening in the world, saying, no, these people that are blocking, you know, some planes from countries like Zimbabwe and others is not the proper way of doing things. So I think we've gotten a video of him talking about this issue.
The emergence of the highly mutated Omicron variant underlines just how perilous and precarious our situation is. We shouldn't need another wake-up call. We should all be wide awake to the threat of this virus. But Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us might think we're done with COVID-19, it's not done with us. We're living through a cycle of panic and neglect. Hard-won gains could vanish in an instant. Our most immediate task, therefore, is to end this pandemic. We don't yet know whether Omicron is associated with more transmission, more severe disease, more risk of reinfections, or more risk of evading vaccines. Scientists at WHO and around the world are working urgently to answer these questions.
So that is Mr. Antonio Guterres, is the Secretary General of the United Nations. He's very much concerned about what is happening in the world concerning this Omicron. So akhuluma ngakho ke lapha ukuthi akwaziwa ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uya ngapi njalo ngokusho kwakhe ukuthi vele kumele kubanjwe ngendlela eyiyo ngoba umkhuhlane lo wamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo. So ke silethemba lokuthi abantu bamzwile jonga khona phekhuluma uGuterres.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri apo tanzwa munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaAntonio Guterres vachitaura pamusoro peOmicron peutachiwana hweOmicron huri kutyisa pasi rose. Vataura kuti aiwa ngatiregei kubata denda iri reCOVID-19 sekunge chimwe chinhu chinotambwa nacho, chinhu chisiri chekutamba nacho. Ngatichitorei seriously, ngativei tichizvidzivirira kusvika panyatsoonekwa kuti iyo Omicron iyoyi zvii zvimwe zvayakauya nazvo zvairi kukonzera, hanzi nyanzvi dzichiri kuongorora izvozvo kuti mibvunzo yakasiyana siyana inge ichipindwa, asi vakurudzira nyaya yekuti vanhu vanga vachizvichengetedza. Gibbs.
So this disease is actually affecting people all over the world, and some of them are in South Africa. And our first guest is Mr. Bongani Mazwi Mkwananzi, who is the spokesperson of the community in Zimbabwe, community in South Africa. This is an organization that caters for the needs of Zimbabweans living in South Africa. And South Africa is the first country to actually detect this kind of variant. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mkwananzi.
Thank you, Mr. Tuwe. Thanks to the listeners.
So now that Omicron has been declared as something that is spreading very, very fast, what's happening in South Africa? I'm told that people, including Zimbabweans, are panicking, really, over this new variant.
Look, from our angle, the real problem is the travel restriction that has been imposed by the Zimbabwean government with some requirements that make it practically impossible for people to travel home. The Zimbabwean government is saying someone must have a PCR test from South Africa, which would be valid for no more than 48 hours. When you arrive at the Zimbabwe border, you are required to take another PCR test, and whether negative or positive, you will be quarantined. And if you are positive, you are quarantined 14 days. If you are negative, you are quarantined for 10 days. This makes it impractical for anyone really to travel home, because people are not going to be allowed to quarantine at their homes. They will only be quarantining at places chosen by the government.
Yes, Mr. Mkwanans, I see there's a press statement that has been issued by the Ministry of Health. And they are saying, following the enactment of statutory instrument 267 of whatever, the Ministry of Health and Child Care wishes to advise returning residents, visitors, and members of the public to be guided as follows. One, all returning residents and visitors shall be subjected to mandatory PCR testing, in brackets, notwithstanding that they present a PCR negative test result from elsewhere, close brackets. Two, those found to be negative will be quarantined at their own cost for 10 days. Those in quarantine will be retested after 5 days. Three, those who are found to be PCR positive or have signs and symptoms will be isolated. Four, returning residents and visitors who have been outside the country for more than 14 days found to be PCR negative will be subjected to a mandatory 10-day quarantine at designated public or private COVID-19 quarantine facilities at their own cost, while those that have been outside the country for a period less than 14 days may be allowed to self-quarantine at their respective homes. However, home quarantine will be granted prior to inspection and approval of their facilities. Five, diplomats, VIPs, and VVIPs visiting the country on official government business will be handled through usual diplomatic channels. And six, booster doses for frontline workers, those with chronic diseases and the elderly, to commence with immediate effect. And this is signed by Dr. R.E. Majira Dima, who is the Acting Secretary for Health and Child Care. And it was posted on their Twitter account. So, bayakhuluma lapha ke jonga ukuthi abantu baphenduka bevela eZimbabwe, bevela kwamanye amazwe, njalo labantu abathekelela eZimbabwe. Now the PCR test it is negative kumbunjani. Kuyamela ukuthi ukhangele uhlole futhi. Ungatholakala ukuthi negative. Kuyamela uquarantine ngemali yakho wena ngwakho for 10 days. Ngesikhathi seleso bakutest after 5 days bakubona ukuthi kumenjani. Laba batholakala bele PCR positive kumbe bele amasign lama symptoms ukuthi bami njani bafakwa kuquarantine sibili eyabo bodwa ukuasweletwa ukuthi bahlale khonapho. Abaphume eZimbabwe, kumbe abayithekelele eZimbabwe, abele 14 days bengekho elizweni. So bangeniswa PCR testing, ngatholakala umuntu e-negative, uyahanjiswa kumandatory 10-day quarantine. Endaweni lapho uhulumende athi yiyo e-right khona, ezibhatalela lakho khonapho. Labo-ke abale 14 days, abale ma-days are less than 14 days, bazavunyelwa ukuthi baye self-quarantine ezindlini zabo. Kodwa-ke, uhulumente uzakhangela ebona ukuthi lapha ama-facilities angikhona ami njani, mahle kumbe mabi kube njalo. Ama-diplomats labanye-ke abaqakathekileyo bazahanjiswa khonaoko kuma-diplomatic channels. Uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo joke ukuthi sokulama-booster doses ama-frontline workers anto yakwazi wonke kugoqela lama-journalist la omongikazi odokotela labanye labanye abagulayo kuthiwa sokumele behlatshwe ama-boosters. So kunjalo ke ngesinto futhi
ndizozo Gibbs tiri kutarisa press statement kana kwarura buriswa nebazi rezve utano pamusoro pevari kuti ma COVID-19 guidelines kana kuti zvichange zvichitungamidzwa mukuona kuti pachengetedzwa utano munyaya dzeCOVID-19 hanzi kubva kuiswa kwemutemo Statutory Instrument 267 of 2021 paratidza kuti mitemo iyoyi ichange ichisunga vanenge vachidzoka munyika. Hanzi all returning residents and visitors shall be subjected to mandatory PCR testing. Wese anenge achidzoka munyika kana vanenge vachishanyira Zimbabwe vanofanira kuenda pasi peiwo yekuvhenekwa yePCR, mishina yePCR. Vati iwo vanenge vawanikwa vaine vasina kana kuti vari negative, vasina denda reCOVID-19, vanenge vachigariswa kwavo vega kwemazuva gumi vachizvibhadharira voga mari. Ndofunga ndipo pari kunyanyochemwa nevanhu vakawanda ipapo. Vari muquarantine imomo kana kwavari kugariswa vega ikoko, vanenge vachizoongororwa zvakare kana kuvhenekwa or retested kwapera mazuva mashanu. Vanenge vawanikwa vaine COVID-19 kana kuti vari PCR positive, kana vaine mviro-mviro kana masainzi ekuti vane denda iroro kana utachiwana, vachange vachigariswa kwavo voga. Hanzi returning residents nevashanyi vana veZimbabwe nevari kushanya vanenge vachipinda munyika kwevanga vari kunze kwenyika kwemazuva anodarika gumi nemana kana more than 14 days vachiwanikwa vasina utachiwana, vachange vachiendeswa kwavanogariswa kwavo vega. Zviri kusungirwa munhu wese ari kunzi mandatory 10-day quarantine kune kukaiswa public or private COVID-19 quarantine facilities dzine dzasarudzwa nehurumende, dzingave dziri dzehurumende kana dzakazvimirira, asi vanhu ivo vanenge vachizvibhadharira voga. Kwoti vanga vari kunze kwenyika kwemazuva anodarika gumi nemana kana kuti more than 14 days vanenge vachibvumidzwa zvavo kuenda kuself quarantine kwavo vachienda vanenge vaine mazuva ari pasi pegumi nemana, less than 14 days. Hanzi ndo vanenge vachibvumidzwa kuenda kuquarantine kudzimba kwavo. Asi kuquarantine iyoyo inenge ichipiwa mvumo iyoyo mushure mekunge hurumende yabvumidza nekuona paunenge uchizondopa uri kugara yapa approve kana kuti vatambira kuti nzvimbo iyoyo inokodzera kuti munhu anga achizvigarisa paisolation. Madiplomats ndo vaya vanenge vari vamiriri wedzimwe nyika nevamwe vanyarikani vanenge vachipinda munyika. Hanzi vanenge vari kana pamabasa ehurumende, vanenge vashanyira nzendo dzavo dzine chekuita nebhizinesi rehurumende, vachange vachibatwawo zvichienderana nekubatwa kunoitwa vamiriri wedzimwe nyika kana diplomatic channels. Pataurwa nyaya yekuti mabooster dose kana kuti nhomba dzekuwedzera kushanda kwedza dzakabayiwa vanhu kare dziya, handiwo ari kuti mabooster dose kuti unozobayiwa imwe nhomba yetatu. Hanzi kuchapiwa kune vashandi vehurumende vari pakati kana pamberi pekurwisana nedenda iri, frontline workers. Kuita vaya vane urwere hwakati simbei hweupenyu hwose ndo vanenge vachinzi machronic diseases nevakwegura ndo vanenge vachinzi vakutokwanisa kubayiwa booster dose izvozvi kubva izvozvi with immediate effect. Gibbs.
Yes, let's try Dr. Sula Ngwenya because he's saying he's going somewhere, so he says he's going to join us for a very, very short time and then he'll leave. And as I mentioned, Professor Sula Ngwenya works at Mpilo Hospital. He's the acting chief executive. So he asked me to call him right now. And we're trying to call him to find out exactly what is going on. I know he's in a very big region, that is Matabeleland and Midlands, and almost the whole of the southern region. That's where he's operating from. So we're trying to get hold of him right now so that he can join the show. I think maybe he moved a little bit, and normally phones are a problem, but hopefully he's going to join us very, very shortly. So let's try maybe to bring back Mr. Mkwananzi. So, Mkwananzi, we just hold on to Mr. Mkwananzi. Professor Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Thank you,
Baba. Yes, Omicron lay, siyabona sokumemetheka sokunjalo nje. Abantu bazibabuza ukuthi kathi vele khona ukuyini lokho osokukhona ngwe.
Omicron le umkhakha omutsha obhubhane lwecoronavirus. Ngoba nasasikhulumile kudala ukuthi nxa singabe siyekela icoronavirus le imemetheka, iyazuza isikhathi sokuthi itshintshe umzimba wayo ukuye sule uthi amandla amakhulu. Iko okuthiwa iOmicron le.
Singathi ke abantu bakanya bayesaba sibile kumangalisayo. Pho ungabapholisa njani inhliziyo zabo ubatshele ukuthi kumele benzeni ukuze kube ngabamba umkhuhlane lo?
Bewesaba umkhuhlane lo ngiyathaba ngoba kuzavikela impilo zabo eziningi ngoba nxa bethi khona ngabawesabi mina ngobona uyingozi embi kakhulu so kumele siwesabe kwenzela ukuthi sivikele ingozi ebuyayo ngoba sikhangela ngaphambilini obaba kudala batshaywa ifreezer la ifreezer yabuya imkhakha bathi imkhakha umkhakha wesithathu yiwo wabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu so siyabona lapha i-Omicron le yiyo manje esine sibuya kwesine yikho kumele siyethuke kakhulu kumele silandele sibili singaze sayenze iziminye eminye lezi esikhuluma ngazo akumelanga umuntu aphefumulele imphefumulo njalo le i-Omicron le ikhanya iyanamathela masinyane abantu bevala amakhala begqoke ama-face mask kungabi lo munye ophefumula umphefumulo womunye umuntu
gezwa izandla
njalo lapho okuhanjwa kusiya siyahlangana khona emaphathini la ngaphi ngaphi ezimfeni ngale siyaxwayisa kakhulu yikho kule ngozi khona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Dokotela Zula Ngwenya. Sicela ukuthi-ke ukufana ngesilungu sibile ukuthi i-Omicron leyi yona ngwayo uyibona njani kungazani into engani izahlupha abantu.
Hayi, i-Omicron leyi appears that the coronavirus has mutated and changed this structure as we have been warning before that if we allow this virus called coronavirus to spread in the population, it gets to a chance where it changes the structure because its major aim, it wants to kill many people. So now it's coming with a different form which appears to be highly transmissible, meaning it will move very fast from one person to another. It's doing that for its own survival. It will then spread, and then after a few weeks, you are going to see a lot of people getting sick. So we have to protect ourselves from this impending danger.
So, Chonga, I think we've got a question. Pose your question. If it doesn't hear you, then I'll send him the question.
Yes. I've just been following up on questions being sent by our listeners. One listener said, if this Omicron is not as serious as Delta, why this panic?
So the question here, Professor Ngwenya, they are saying if this variant is not as strong as the Delta variant, why are people panicking, according to this question? Yeah.
So who has said that it is not strong? That is a misconception. We must approach this variant with extreme caution. If I have told you that viruses, they evolve. And their major aim is to survive, and they will survive by moving from one place to the other. So initially when they will appear very mild because they cannot kill their first victim, otherwise they will be buried with the victim. So their major aim is to appear mild so that they are widespread infections before they start killing people. So we must fear it is worse than Delta. Personally, what I've witnessed on the clinical side, on the ground, I've not seen this kind of sweeping infections.
Ngicela ukufaka ngesintu konoko ke ukuthi abantu bezwe ukuthi uthini ngesindebele. Ufake konoko professor.
Engase bathi khona i-Omicron leyi ikhanya ingaphansi kwe-Delta leli khona. Hayi, i-Omicron leyi kumele siyethuke ngoba xa ifika vele into leyi imkhakha leyi angeke ifike ibulala umuntu ehlangane layo okokuqala ngoba yona ifuna ukubulala abantu abaningi. Yikho iyaqala izenza ingane yona iphansi yayilamandla. Uyabe isenzela ukuthi abantu bayinompole bebaningi, bengayinompola sebebaningi laphana. Sithenela ukubulala abantu. Yikho kumele sinazelele kakhulu. Kathesi ngokubona kwami mna engikubonayo phansi la, azange ngubone. So lihlandla lele sithi iwave yesi-4. Leyi wave yesi-4 imbi kakhulu, azange ngubone lokhu engikubonayo.
So kodwa-ke abantu kumele benzeni nxa sokunje ngoba kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha lokhu sikuthamfundo?
Akathesi abantu kumele balalele ngoba vele nxa abantu bengalaleli lokhu esikukhulumayo, hhayi ingozi imbi ebuyayo kakhulu. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi into le imbi, kathesi ngiyabona abantu lokhu abantu sebedelela. La kuqala njalo ifreezer yabulala abantu ngoba abantu basebeyidelela yabuya isibuya kwesithathu abantu sebeyidelele kakhulu. Iko kumele abantu bengahambi mapha ikona lokho kuhlangana ekuhlanganeni kwababantu lokungalaleli ubuka kusama face mask bephefumulelana besenzisa iminye eminye kathesi kwakathesi leyi into iyathelelwana ukuthi umuntu oyedwa khona face minye eminye uyabe yabapha bonke abantu abagcwelela phansi kodwa nxa sikhangele udelta udelta abantu balutshwana babeyibamba emuntwini omunye lapha lowo muntu uthelela abantu abaningi ngesikhathi esilutshwana yikho abantu siyaxwayisa ukuthi bangayenzi amaphathi lanxa kusiwe emfeni kukhanjwele imfeni zabantu esithi khona ngama-close relatives lezi ezinye izimfa ezamalayini abantu bami behlale phansi
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu jonga ule munye umbuzo futhi njalo what is saying is that you know this variant is spreading very fast so he says you know it's not behaving like Delta because let's say you're in a crowd maybe the Delta variant was transmitted maybe to just a few people, maybe 2-3, but this one is very sweeping, according to him, as per his characteristics. So do you have a question for him so that you can relate the question to him?
Yeah, I think the issue that many people are raising, especially those outside the country, is the issue of double testing. They say they bring their PCR test into the country, and then on arrival, they're expected to get tested again with the PCR. And they are saying this is double tragedy for them because they will be paying double. I don't know what Dr. Ngwenya can say about that.
So in terms of testing, PCR testings and all these kind of things, there are so many people who are complaining that maybe if somebody gets to Zimbabwe after being tested somewhere, let's say in South Africa, is also tested in Zimbabwe, and people are saying, this is too much. What's your advice to people about this?
So, I advise you to see government policies, already government policy. I mean, I'm not a policymaker, so I will under the Konogum Teto for Hulumen. You know, Hulumen, who's one, you know, Wako to me, they are pinned. No, I'm not Kangela Lukaka, also Kona Lo. Abandu, Westcat, we have a test, I want to tell you. Uthi wena itest yakho inegative. Iziphume ehlandla lesibili kumbe lesithathu khona utholakala ukuthi khona kulawo lomkhakha. Yikho uhulumende ngibona mina ayifike kungcono yena azitestele azibonele yena ngokwakhe.
So now it appears as if Professor Ngwenya, it's difficult to actually detect the Omicron virus. So how best are you determining that somebody has got the virus in English? Can you tell the people how it's difficult to detect it?
Yes, the virus, they change structures and they evolve to evade testing and so forth, so that they want to survive. So you find that some people may be sick and they are carrying the virus, but they are found to be negative. That's why you see the government has put this issue of saying we are going to retest you so that we make sure that you don't have it. So he does that so that it can evade and hide and multiply and get spread out quite rapidly. So I understand the anger and the consternation of people being retested here, but I think government is playing on the safety side to say, I think the first one, the one case in Hong Kong, they tested only on fourth time. That's when they found out this Omicron. They were very meticulous and they were testing the person on the fourth time. And if they'd let this person from quarantine, the person was going to spread this virus even further.
So you can say the situation is really bad, eh?
I can say from my own calculation as a health expert using my own information and my own logic, this is not a variant to play with. This is probably, as I described it, a game-changing variant is entered, and it's on its initial. You can see it's sweeping across the globe. It's not only here, but it's sweeping all over. The whole continent is sweeping. There's all Omicron. So within a few weeks, we are going to be in real trouble unless we take very drastic measures to stop further spread of this dangerous variant.
Yes, Chonga, if you have a question for him, I'll relate it to him.
No, not now, but maybe I'll need to explain, yeah.
Yeah, yes, he wants to leave. We can finish.
Maybe the issue of people paying on their own when they are quarantined by the government and they are expected to pay on their own, what's his take on that?
Yeah, so Chonga is asking about, you know, payments that people are supposed to pay when quarantined. I know that you are not a government official in this position to respond to such questions, but what's your personal opinion for some of these things?
Said my personal opinion is that government is faced with this serious threat, and the government has made a policy in its wisdom or lack of it, I don't know, but I think they are really trying to play it on the safe side. And basically, I don't encourage people traveling during a major pandemic like this. So if people are discouraged from traveling, this is for their own safety. Let them sit down, and if they come here and they don't want to face quarantine, and we discourage people visiting, this is a major problem, it's a global emergency. So I think if there's a deterrent from this quarantine cost, it's better you sit at home, wait until the danger is out. You know, I'm one of those pragmatic people. So let's approach this with an open mind. Say, well, if the costs are too high, probably you shouldn't be traveling.
So, okay, you see, the people who are going to be able to do it, they're going to be able to do it. So, I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.
I would like to say to people, please, may we all, we don't know what this Omicron is bringing us. At the moment, it appears to be mild disease, so-called mild, but it can turn out to be very nasty. Please, may we take all protective measures. All protocols should be observed from the WHO. Make sure that we wear our masks properly. We follow whatever government directives have been given. It's for our own safety. We wash our hands. We sanitize. We don't breathe anybody's breath. We stand in queues and 1 meter apart, and we follow each other religiously, so that we don't make further spread of this virus, which can be very, very dangerous. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor Solo Ngwenya. He is the acting chief executive and Pilo General Hospital in Bulawayo. Sibongile kakhulu ngathola kusasa
ba. Thank you, baba. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So there you are, Jonga. So that was Professor Solo Ngwenya. He is at Mpilo Hospital. So he was explaining here, and it seems as if he's saying this disease is really, really going to have a lot of impact on people's lives, you know?
Ndizvozvo chaizvo tanzwa Dr. Soloy Ngwenya vanove mukuru wepachipatara cheMpilo Hospital vakafanira kubata chigaro chemukuru wechipatara vachitsanangura nyaya yekuti denda kana kuti utachiwana hweOmicron utachiwana hwakasimba vanhu vanga vasautora sekunge dambe vachitsanangura nyaya yekuti vanhu vanga vafunga kuti sei vanhu vari kufa neutachiwana uhu pari zvino vachiita kunge vashoma aiwa hanzi ndozvoita utachiwana kana uchitanga kunge uchibuda haungabva wangoti uchitanga ubva wabatwa unombonzvenga saka vapa muenzaniso wemumwe munhu akatestwa ka4 kana kuti akavhenekwa ka4 kechi4 ndokakazowanikwa kuti ane utachiwana ihwo saka vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti rambai muchidzivirira njodzi yekuparadzira denda irori zvimwe zvavatsinhira ndenyaya yekuti Gibbs mutemo unodzikwa nehurumende unofanira kunge uchitongoterwa kana waiswa nemutipa wadzikwa nemutemo yanga iri nyaya yevanhu vari kuchema nenyaya dzekwarantini ndokunga ndo zvimwe zvataurwa naDr. Ngwenya ndaona unenge wamboisa Dr. Nyashano vanogona kunge vachitsinhirawo zvataurwa naDr. Ngwenya.
Yes, I know that he was not hearing most of the things that Dr. Ngwenya was saying, but welcome to the program, Dr. Nyashano.
I clearly got him. Thank you so much, Gibbs. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Dr. Nyashanu, nyaya ilipo inyaye utachiwana we Omicron wa wani kwa Muzimbabwe. Tunonza kuti kune wanodarika kana kushuti wanushika 50 wa wani kwa waini utachiwana iwo pane vakavhenekwa kwa kumasvingo. Kisa trans kwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakamira sei. Zvizva mungataura panyaya iyo.
Yeah, inini chandingataura panyaya Omicron. Chinyaya yekuti ichi chirwere chinofana kunge chichi tariswa nevanhu nekutya uyezve kuti vanhu vange vachitevedzera mitemo iyo yavanopiwa nevanhu veutano yakaita sekusiya mukaha, yakaita sekusanitizer, yakaita sekupfeka mamasks. Asi tichienda mberi ndezvekuti izvo panofanawo kunge paine rubatsiro neinformation yakanaka inenge ichibva kuhurumende ichienda kuvanhu, ichienda uyezve kune avo vari kushanya kuti vachange vachizofambiswa sei mukunge vasvika muZimbabwe, zvichiva zvichizobatana nekuti mukufambisa kwavari kuita basa here hazvisi kuita here kuti zvinge zviri zvinhu zvinozoita kuti zvinopinza vanhu munjodzi kana kuti zvinotozoita kuti vanhu vawedzereke. Saka ipapo panoda atinoti ma public health strategies of managing a pandemic. Avanofana kunge vachiisa kuti vanhu vanoziva kuti vachafamba sei.
Now looking at what is happening worldwide, Dr. Nyashanu, do you think that you know the world is doing the right thing in terms of taking this new variant?
The world is doing the right thing by taking this variant as something very new, and they are actually approaching it cautiously, very well, and that is scientific. And it is very important that we wait until we get enough data to describe this variant, which is very mutating in nature. But going forward, there is the political side that the world is not getting, and is not getting it right, where we have issues of people who are put on red-listed countries, issues of people being detained or being put into quarantine because they've arrived from countries which are purported to have high numbers of people who have been affected by Omicron virus.
So I think he got cut off there. Maybe it's because of his kind of network. But we heard exactly what he's saying. You know, let's bring in Mr. Bohani Mkwananzi. Bohani Mkwananzi, so kaskangela konapa ke konoka tuucho. Uti ukamba ke abantu mapuma konapa vese kaya. Kismus vele agusela peredonya. Choko lo shupola.
Utupo vele selukona. Usize sinalo yikuti kwalulekwana ngokucabangela umkhuhlane ukhona iCorona sesibe nayo sekulanda icishe iminyaka semibili uhulumende so far akakasitshengisi ukuthi umuntu ozimiseleyo ngokulwisa iCorona mathi sasiqala ukuvinjwa kwathiwa kuzalungiswa ukuthi ezomtholampilo kulungiswe ukwenzela ukuthi laba babanjwe ileli gciwane abadinga i-hospitalization kube lokuncediseka kalula ngoba ezomtholampilo zizokwengezwa. Ngibalela ngapha eSouth Africa kodwa nakhona nje kuyacaca ukuthi uhulumende uyacabangela abantu baseWorld Health Organization bathi bona hayi thina sikabikwazi kahle ukuthi lo mkhuhlane uthini kanjani. Pho ke udokotela lapho uqeda ukusuka lapho esithi hayi vele kuzima, yebo vele kudala kuzima, sekule 2 years kunzima, impilo zethu azisoze zime ngenxa yobunzima abantu, kodwa akunanzelela ukuthi abantu uma beqhubeka besanitizer, begeza izandla, begqoka ama-face mask, bebengenelisa abantu ukube beqhubeka ngempilo zabo. Hhayi ukuthi impilo zabantu sezivinjwa ngci ngenxa yokuthi dukuduku sekule variant. Yebo vele i-variant ikhona, kuyafanana namanye nje ama-variant ade khona. We might not be medical experts, but logic tells you ukuthi whichever variant has come is still coronavirus, is still got the near same effect. It might be a bit more vicious, they claim. It's now more dispensable. has there come a new fashion where it's transmitted? No. It's still the same way. It's airborne. We are using our mask to prevent that. If you are infected, you should not try and infect other people. So this is quite speculatory from the government. Certainly, we will cut off people's lives. Abantu manje bafuyelwe ukuthi benzeni. Balinde ukufa ezindlini kulokuthi babonane nemideni yabo ngapha eSouth Africa thina sinenkinga amapermit ethu sincitshiwe la kunzima kithi la kuqede ukuthi singasaphona izihlobo zethu ngenxa ukuthi omunye umuntu nje uvuke wathatha isinqumo osizwayo nje ukuthi asihluzekanga kanti manje iPCR test yesibili yeprova njani ukuthi eyokuqala ibirongo kungani vele kungenziwe i1 vele eborder kuthi woza ke uzoyiyenzela la if you know the regulations nje asitshela nje ukuthi kuyacatshangelwa i-guesswork yonke lento ngoba angeke usitshele ukuthi thina kule gciwane elile intelligence yama humans elicabangayo ukuthi manje ngwa-town 9 ngiyacaphuka mina ngiyabulala kakhulu abantu kodwa emini bayatshona abantu bendawonye we are talking about a disease with 96.7 recovery rate siye lethelwa nje eminye imigomo nje obonayo ukuthi umuntu nje it's just against the people. Yimdirento yenziwe nguhulumende. Uhulumende kumele aziphathe kahle.
So looking at what is going on, so people are not going to Zimbabwe, you know, because of this kind of these new regulations in English, Baba.
Look, we are not saying there should not be any control measures done when there is a pandemic, but all control measures should consider that people are humans that are alive, that still need to keep on living. So these measures that we have been introduced are technically a ban to Zimbabweans that you cannot come home. At the same time, we are marooned here. We have been rejected with our permits. So you are having an anxious group of people here who are certainly nearly stateless because they are not allowed to go home by construction. Where how will you get four times 850 rands to do a PCR test? Because we have to do one here, you do one at the border. You get there, you're quarantined for 10 days if you're negative. You get, when? Somebody's close around the 14, 15, or 18. When will you manage to go home? We're not saying there should not be measures to prevent spread. These measures we've been using all along. Maybe it's just to remind people to enforce. Look, guys, there's still a pandemic and it's actually adapting and creating variants. But the concept of a variant cannot change the whole concept of prevention unless there's now a new methodology of transmission. The method is still the same. So the prevention mechanisms are still the same. This whole new dramatic gesture of just closing off everything and telling people no, it's not scientific based. There's no logic in it. We are not therefore saying there should not be measures to prevent spread. There should be, but they should use logic and they should use compassion and thinking for the people, not just to wake up because people are comfortable. These people are the very same people during the pandemic who were able to host parties in with their friends. We could see them. Victoria Falls in Harare, they were doing this. This pandemic of theirs is very clever enough that it forgets them, but it can affect the people. The people who are the ones that this pandemic doesn't like, but them, they can do these things. Right now, there was elections here. The pandemic just forgot. Then it wakes up. It's very dramatic now. Yes, there is a pandemic. It spreads. People must adhere to health regulations that have been given by the World Health Organization, and these have been working. We have a 96% recovery rate for a disease. Fix the hospitals. Fix healthcare. This is the issue. Fix the right things, not these knee-jerk reactions.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So we've got Dr. Nashano. Go ahead, Chunga.
Dr. Nashano wanga wachitsanangura pazo dona nare yao wachitsanangura pamsoro penya e Omicron kuti yawani kwa Zimbabwe. Wani kwa navu wango tinirani jana kuchitaurwa na Mr. Mukananzi.
Yes, one of the things that the governments of the world should actually know is that when it comes to scientific knowledge, quarantining people is not the best method. The best method is to test the people. If people are tested by PCR.
Oh, I think he got cut off. Maybe he's got some network issues, hopefully mm-hmm. he'll come back. So we're trying to get some other people to come on board, and it seems as if they are not yet ready. But we can continue. Hold on 1 second. Let me try to bring Mr. Mkwananzi. So I think he's ready now. Dr. Nyashanu,
okay.
I guess he's back. So let's try to get him and hear what he's saying, you know. Because these are some of the most important things that are being raised here. Mm-hmm. So let's try to get him. But I think he's got this network issue. So quiet, Chonga, in the meantime.
Okay. Tatuona Gipsy, pane vamwe vari kuchema nenyaya yekuti mari dziri kunzi dzibhadharwe nevanhu kuma private lodge dzakati wandei. Ndangoedza kungotarisa kuona hangu mitengo yacho iri kurenja kubva kuma $80 pa usiku umwe chete per night kana kuti per day kusvika kuma $130 pamunhu. Saka munhu kana achitariswa kugara 10 days anenge achitariswa kubhadhara kuma $1,300. Kana iri mari yatingatishoma kuma $800 pa 10 days paanenge achikwarantinwa achizvibhadharira ega. Ndosaka vanhu vari kuchema kuti pamusoro pezvo obhadhara zvakare mari yePCR testing ndofunga iri kuma $65 kana kudarika zvichidependa kuti waongororwa kana kuvhenekwa kupi. Dr. Nyashanu, kuri kurai zvenyu?
I mean, just need to make sure that people are done. They use PCR and tests, and if they find these people negative, they should quarantine at home, and they should actually know that they are taking people into this quarantine where there is no preparation, where there is no robust testing, and there is need for politicians to pop out their nose into this public health scientific work that needs to be decided by scientists. This is happening in both developing and developed countries where they are talking about all this detention. These detention centers or quarantine centers, so-called, are becoming the places where people are going to be infected. Let us ramp up the tests. Let us find those who are positive, let them be quarantined. And those who are not positive, let them go and quarantine at home. And the government of Zimbabwe should actually know that the big number of people who left Zimbabwe, it was a result of poor provision of work. And they are coming back to help poor adults who are living in squalid conditions, who do not have good health care, who do not have any support for chronic conditions, and then they want to charge them some very unbelievable amount, colossal amount of money to pay. And they cannot pay their workers that amount of money. They are asking from a person who is coming from abroad. This is criminal. And that should stop. We have said that it should be stopped by developing countries to try and detain people who are coming from the so-called red list countries. It should be stopped by governments. Our own government in Zimbabwe should stop it. And that would be criminal for them to do that, because they are stealing the money that is supposed to be keeping those people that they failed to look after as a government, with all those clinics and hospitals full of nothing but empty vessels without any medication, and you are taking money from people who went outside to look for work. This is criminal.
What's modest in terms of what can the government do in this
case? Government,
yes.
What the government can do is to make sure that they ramp up tests on all the entry points. Who are testing positive should then be quarantined. Not to quarantine people. They are putting those people in one bus before they reach the destination for quarantine. They know what is happening there. If they go there, you are putting them in one bus, and you are risking the chances of them getting the virus. And they would have arrived with different flights. Somebody from America, somebody from Britain, somebody from Botswana, somebody from South Africa. And you bind them and send them to one place. That is very unscientific, and it's only a political decision which has no science in it, and very, very criminal in terms of how it is taking money from hard workers who went out to try and support their family.
Dr. Nyashani, ndikuisa mubvunzo ipapo Gibbs, sorry. Ndaida kubvunza panyaya yekuti muri kuti imi vanhu vakaendeswa kuma quarantine ya hurumende zvinogona kuwedzera dambudziko. Ko munhu akaendeswa kumba kuti aite self-quarantine kana self-isolation iyo inokurudzirwa. Tinoona kuti kazhinji munhu paanotosvika kuairport anogarirwa nehama dzichimutambira, kumba kwacho anenge aine vanhu. Ndiani anozomonita kuti munhu iye haana kuparadzira denda?
Ndozvinhu zvataigara tichitaura kuti dai nyaya yedenda iri haifani kukange kwanzi paita pandemic, dai takatogara takadzidzisa vanhu kuti pakaita zvinhu zvinotapukirwana semaperembudzi, public health yedu muZimbabwe yaifana kuvadzidzisa kuti vanhu vanofana kunge vachiziva kuti vanoita sei. Dai vanhu vakapiwa madirections kare, vanhu vese vari kubva uko havasi kuziva nekuti hapana akavataurira. Vanhu ava needed education, needed awareness, but awareness iyi panga pasina ende haipo. Asi iye zvino kunge vanzwero, uyuwo ari kubva uku ngaataure nevanhu kuti aiwa ngatirege kumbundirana, let's maintain social distancing. Obva aenda kuti ange awani kwaka asina paitwa PCR test. We know that kana munhu aitiswa PCR test haana utachiona muviri make, ende munhu iye ari clean. Hazvina kuenzana nekuti
vaenda ndachida kuvabvunza zvakare, nokuti I remember Dr. Ngwenya vataura nyaya yekuti inogona kusaoneka mumazuva ekutanga, like example yavapa yemunhu akatestwa
negative
4. Saka ndopa ndaida kuti nditi kuna Dr. Nyashano, hazvisi zvimwe zvaita kuti hurumende inge ichitorawo matanho yekuti vanhu vanga vachigara kwe 10 days, nokuti aona kuti vanozotestwa zvakare after 5 days. Which means vanenge vaisa provision yekuti pa 4 days dzinokwanisa kuwanikwa kana dzakawanikwa mumwe uye ndofunga pa 50 days tinoita kukwanisa kuona kuti munhu akadii. Taura ako Gibbs.
Yes, Mkwananzi, your last word because you want to go now. Go ahead.
We will encourage everyone to heavily maintain the regulations, like follow the World Health Organization regulations which have already been there. But we would like to call upon the government to reconsider some of these restrictive measures where it can consider a follow-up. If it already can manage to quarantine people along the port, I guess, or wherever they choose, I guess they can manage to follow up on people that can self-quarantine at home. So the government is just ill-prepared, but has made a very harsh decisions to diasporans. So while we say that to government, back to the people, to everyone, wash your hands, sanitize, put on your mask, do not go into crowded places. That was what we were expecting. People were just visiting their families and they would have been able to try and keep their own families also safe. We go to work even here. We come back home. We keep social, physical distances at work. All those sort of measures, they could have continued to be done. This restrictive ban our people away from going to their homes is not very good. It's terrible. It's a terrible decision.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mkwana. So much for coming. Mama, unomtandazo kumazana. Mkwana ngaleke e Mumbai, wele mandia. Sawa mgele kuhlelo ma.
Ngiyabonga Dube, bunga mgele emsakazweni, ngibonge nabalaleli nababukela.
Akusitshele khona ngapho kuhamba njani nxa sikhuluma ngeOmicron la. Abantu bayithukile kumenjani kuna.
Hayi lapha especially eMumbai ngingakwazi ngamanye ama states. EMumbai kuthule nje yonke into normal. Akula nje ama restrictions ona lawana abawafakile ngesikhathi se ikorona iqala lapha. Awuthi mhlambe ngithi khona abangela Jackson abangene endaweni ezithize. Aba akusagijelwa i train ma u Jackson ungela awuthengiselwa kahle kahle tikiti. And ezinye indawo azingenwa maungela especially like ama private functions or ama corporate functions awuvunyelwa maungela Jackson. Kodwa i Omicron okwamanje ayika thusi muntu nje la.
Yes, yakuzwa sibili. Kodwa ke xa sukhangela sibili lwangu kwakho awethukanga umenjani elizweni labanye abantu kweZimbabwe ehlala khona.
Ah, asethukanga kangako because njengoba iCovid yaqala leyana yasifaka ku state alertness. Asi we didn't abandon the safety measures that we're supposed to take. Siloko sisalandelela lokho abakuthoyo mase ku public we maintain social distancing njengoba izidimela lapho ukukrowdwa khona azisavunyelwa asisangene emabhasini thina abanye njengoba sikhetha ukuzivikela sesingena kuma i-transport njengabo Ola nabo Uber Taxify so yeah kunjalo okwamanje
so sicela usifakele ngesilungu sibili ukuthi how is the situation in Mumbai concerning the Omicron? What are you hearing and how are you, you know, protecting yourself?
So far in Mumbai, not knowing about other states, but in Mumbai, no one has been alerted or no one is getting scared of this new Omicron that has been mentioned. Everything is normal, but the restrictions that were put before are still there. Such as no people going into malls without vaccinations, and there's no tickets that is being sold, I mean like a train tickets, to anyone who is not vaccinated. So some of us, we are not yet, we are still taking those measures of safety, and we are avoiding public transportations like buses because no one is actually restricting. Like when the COVID started, every two-seater was being occupied by one person, but nothing like that is happening again. So we are just, the bus is just being put as normal.
Jonga?
Maybe she can also assist us by contributing towards this issue of quarantine for Zimbabweans coming from outside the country. Some are saying 10 days for less than 14 days and 14 days for those who have been out of the country for more than 14 days. What's your take on that? Because people are saying as long as you are outside the country, there should not be any difference.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of that. I'm actually surprised why the government would think of such a thing to quarantine people who are not positive. What if I'm not positive? They were saying they quarantine the negative ones for 10 days. And what if I'm negative for 5, 6, 7 days? And on the 10th day, I'm positive because of that institution that I was quarantined in. Who answers for that? The government quarantines people who are positive. And as a government, they are supposed to support abantu babo. Their people, because if you look at some other governments, they are using taxpayers' money for such institutions of quarantine. At least say you buy your own food, but you'll be in this institution for 10, 14 days. That's acceptable. Not actually forcing people who are negative to quarantine. Using their own money.
The problem is there's no extra time like football. If it was Arsenal versus Chelsea, then we're going to
versus another team. Why Chelsea?
So we should take our guest this evening, Professor Solo Angwenya. He is at Mpilo Hospital. He's the acting chief superintendent at Mpilo Hospital. We also wish to thank Dr. Matthew Nyashano. He's a medical practitioner based in the United Kingdom. And we also thank Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, as the spokesperson of an organization called Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. And last but not least, Ms. Nom Tandazo Nkomazana. She lives in Mumbai, India. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.